Ladies, I've come today just to talk with you. I thank the Lord, though, that I feel like I wanted to come today and talk to you a little.
很高兴今天就是我能够上来，觉得神感动，我要上来跟大家讲，说几句话。
So I want to talk to you a little bit today about the things that's happening in our world today.
我想来讲几句关于我们世界上现在所发生的这一切。
We're living in a time of tremendous fear.
我们现在所生活的世界充满了恐惧，简直是有点就是控制不了的。
For 2 years, we lived under the fear of COVID.
然后两年之内呢，前两年我们一直生活在对疫情的恐惧当中。
And now,We hear so much about war is coming.
然后现在我们又听到那个战争的这个风声。
I'd like to make a new commandment.
我想做一个新的命令。
Blessed is he that doesn't watch the news or watch YouTube.
就是如果这个人不去看新闻，也不去看油管，这样的人有福了。
Because they are very happy.
因为不看新闻跟油管，你就会高兴很多，开心很多。
You may think that is funny, but it's very true.
你如果说这样讲挺可笑的，但是这个是很真实的。
I'm sure there are some of you women that don't bother with the news and probably don't even bother with the YouTube, and you know very little about what's being said today.
如果就是我知道我们其中有些姐妹啊也不看就是新闻跟油管对你没什么影响但是如果你看的话知道说这个世界他们都讲的是什么。
We recognize fear is one of Satan's greatest weapons.
这个惧怕是撒旦一个最有力的最强的一个工具。
Now actually fear is a normal thing that God gave to us that when something is bad coming,We have the power to run or to struggle or something. He gave us that. But the trouble is we have abnormal fears.
就是本来这个惧怕害怕呢是神给我们一个保护我们的就是如果你碰到危险呢你就可以逃走啊保护自己。但是那是一个正常的恐惧现在呢是一个非正常的超出常态的恐惧。
I think then that we should try to say,Then help me to build up something that will fight against fear.
所以求神帮助我们里边能建造一些东西让我们能够跟这个能够抵抗能够抗拒这个恐惧。
Now, faith is what God asked us to have.
神吩咐我们要有信心。
He said, have faith in me.
他说神说你要相信我。
Have faith in my son and the blood of his that he shed for you, that he's made you children of God.
相信我相信我的儿子为你的罪而死，他留下宝血，让我们的罪得赦免。
No, those are the two strong faiths that we must hold very dear and very close to us.
就是那是两个信心，我们要紧紧的抓住。
And then we build on our faith.
然后在我们的信心之上呢我们又继续的建造。
How do we build our faith?
我们如何来建造我们的信心呢
Can anybody answer me?
大家有谁可以回答我吗我们如何来建造我们的信心
Morning?
Yes?
I'm not sure it's the right answer, but I'll give it a shot.
Hey, sweetie.
Through trials and temptations.
就是有这个在试炼之中有忍耐。
That's how our faith is tested. How do we build our faith? That really builds faith as we're tested. But there's something very special that we have to do to build our faith.
当然呢在我们被测试的时候呢我们去忍耐这是一种方式但是那是我们测试但是我们如何来建造我们的信心呢
我就是如果我要介绍我的信心我以前也是没有那么信心哈。我现在觉得呢我时时刻刻我要求神的帮助我要与神亲近我要多多的祷告读经、
okay.
这是我的、我的经历。
好
感谢。
Ask God's help, pray and read Bible.
That's it. The word, we ask God to help, but it's the word of God that builds our faith.
是神的话语建造我们的信心，神的话语。
And the more we read his word, the more it gets into our heart, and that helps to build our faith.
就是我们阅读神的话，让神的话进到我们的心里边，那就越能够建造我们的信心。
Ladies, don't neglect the word of God. It's our spiritual food.
不要忽略神的话语，那就是我们属灵的粮食。
Satan will try to keep us busy. He'll try to keep us doing something else, but fight against it. Be sure that you read the word of God. I like to do it in the mornings, when I'm fresh, but some people really aren't fresh in the morning. But you know when the best time you can read the word.
就是撒旦呢就想让我们非常的忙，然后或者就忙做别的什么事情，但是呢我们要跟这个来征战，不要就是说就不读神的话。那有的人读神的话的时间是不同，我喜欢在早晨，因为早晨你的精神是最好的，头脑最清醒。
But I've learned that of course that really that just sort of reinforces our faith.
这就是加强我们的信心，坚固我们的信心。
But sometimes, even when things are very difficult, and they will come,
就是会有的时候呢，你的生活中会有很大的难处。
There are many who feel we're in the beginning of the last days.
或者是周围的世界非常的艰难，世代艰难，那很多人就觉得我们是已经到了末世的开始，就是末世的这个时钟好像已经开始了。
I myself see many signs would make you think that these are the beginnings of the last days.
我看到很多的征兆，让我觉得说，这是不是就是这个末世的开始，这个征兆呢？
And Jesus said that there's going to be a falling away at the end. The word of God tells us as we get closer to that time, Satan is going to really.All out, he's going to be all out. And it's very easy then, if we're not careful, to somehow lose our faith in the midst of all of our situations.
就是圣经上主耶稣很清楚地告诉我们，到最后会有这个离经叛道的事情出现。然后撒旦，你知道现在在这个世界上是很猖狂的，所以如果我们不小心的话呢，我们就会失去信心，看到这么黑暗的事情。
So we see there's going to be great deception. He told us that.
就是会有非常大的迷惑。
But you see, when we have built up our faith, reading God's word and going and recognizing that he is the strength, God will help us through this.
就是但是如果我们建造我们的信心，让神的话语抓住神的话，让神的话语进到我们的里边，他是我们的力量，会帮助我们经过这个，能够过这个艰难的时代。
And I want to give you a phrase that's come to me in these last few days. Something that's beginning. Go ahead.
在过去几天呢，我就想到几句，那我想给大家分享。
Something that's really helping me.
And this is it.
We have to realize this, that whatever we're going through, God said there's two things that he will do for his children.
不管我们经历的是什么，神答应我们，为了他的孩子，他会做两件事情。
He said, I will take them through it and give us victory.
或者我带他们经历这个难处，带他们经过这个境况，然后我会让他们得胜。
Or I will take them home.
You mean take them away or what?
Take them to heaven.
或者呢，神就把我们直接带回天家了。
Yes, listen, Paul said that to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. When we are present with the, when we're present from the Lord,Our battles are all over.
保罗说，或者就是我们离世，就是我们离开这个身体，我们马上就在神的面前，所以呢，我们就有完全的得胜。
So no matter what comes, if you just say to yourself and keep saying, he'll either take me through or he'll take me home to heaven.
所以呢，不管是怎么样的情况，或者神带领我们经过这个试炼让我们得胜，或者神就让我们离世与基督同在。
So we are in a win-win position.
所以我们是在一个双赢的状态。
Long as you keep your faith, he says that I will either take you through it or I will take you home to be with me.
所以呢，只要我们持守信心，所以神说，或者是我带领你经历这个难处，让你得胜，或者是我让你离世和我同在。
During the COVID here on the campus and around those that are involved in the church here, there were many older people that died.
就是在这个疫情期间呢，我所住的这个营地呢，那有不少人呢，老年人就过世了。
And the scripture came to me from, I believe it's in Isaiah, that says, he takes the righteous from the evil ahead.
就是圣经上大概应该是以赛亚书说，神把义人取去，是免了将来的灾祸。
I believe Jesus knew that all of those had gone through great battles through their lives. They had kept true, and he just took them home to be with him.
所以我相信呢，就是我觉得主耶稣是对那些经历了很多征战的这些圣徒，神就保守他们，就把他们带回天家了。
He really has our life planned, you know.
你知道神对我们的生命真的是有计划的。
It was Solomon that said we have a day to be born and a day to die.
就是所罗门在传道书上说，生有时，死有时。
So all that God wants us to do is to hold on to our faith.
所以神所要求我们，唯一让我们做的就是要持守我们的信心。
You might say, well, that's not so hard.
你说那个应该不难吧？
Then you never face the enemy.
那是因为你没有真的是面对
仇敌。The enemy, when he comes after you with everything he has, he will bring all kinds of thoughts and doubts and all kinds of things to us. And it's during that time we just have to say, Jesus will take us through, or we will go home to be with him.
就是如果你面对这个仇敌，他带来各种各样的想法、怀疑到你面前的时候，你那时候要持守你的信心，你对神说，耶稣或者是带领我经历这些，让我胜过，经过这个试炼，或者是带我回家。
So, I just wanted to talk to you today a little bit about this, because I recognize I have been going through some real battles myself, and I know what Satan can do to us.
所以呢，我自己现在正在经历这个很大的征战，那我知道撒旦可以怎么样来攻击我们。
So, just if I can just somehow get it across to you, worship the Lord in the morning. That's why Mrs. She wants us to sing.
所以呢，我就是想说，想到说早晨我们就来敬拜神，所以这就是师母前几个星期开始的这个青年诗歌，这是妈咪的主意。
It seems like that's why God has given us this ability and this thing to sing, because he talks about singing here and singing in heaven. Heaven's going to be full of singing. And it lifts up your heart.
神给我们这种能力，让我们可以歌唱，我们可以看到我们在这里也歌唱，在天上也歌唱。所以当我们唱歌的时候，是我们的灵就扬起来。
Read your Bible faithfully.
所以很忠心地读你的圣经。
If you have to leave something else go, let it go, because that's earthly. But what you're doing is feeding your heavenly life.
所以呢，如果有些东西你必须要放下，就是要耽误一些事情，就把它放在一边，因为这个是属世的、属地的，但是让我们专注在上面的事情。
And pray and lift your heart up to him during the day. Just tell him you love him.
在你的一天中不断的就把你的心带到神面前，把你的心思带到神面前。
That's what David did. David, they said 7 times a day, he would lift up his heart and he would praise the Lord. Just in his mind, you know, as he's going along to keep our hearts and our minds on him.
所以大卫说，我一天七次扬声赞美神，他就是一天七次他会停下来想到神，那就是我们也常常来到神面前来思想他。
And as Iris said, many times the battles you're going through, he is trying to strengthen you, strengthen your faith, strengthen your ability to stand. He said that I will be testing us.
所以当我们经历了很多的这个征战的时候，是神在坚固我们。他说我会坚固你的信心，会坚固你的能力。神他是和我，他是知道这一切的。
And we can come out as pure gold.
让我们出来之后，被试炼之后，就如金金。
I just wanted to remind you of these things this morning.
我就是想今天早晨再次有机会提醒大家这些事情。
And I believe that's what David would say, or others remind us. We have to be reminded every once in a while.
就是我就像大卫或者别人，就是先知说，我们要不断的被提醒。
I love you, ladies. I want you to grow strong.
我希望大家越来越坚固。
I want you to grow strong in the Lord and be able to be a warrior for Him.
就是我希望大家在主里都坚固，做主的战士。
Let's just pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, as we come before Thee, we know that Thou art God.
主啊，当我们来到你面前的时候，我们知道你是神。
There's none like you.
没有圣者像你。
You're the one.Who's going to give us strength through the blood of Jesus Christ that we can make it through.
就是你是那位要加给我们力量的，靠着主耶稣基督的宝血，我们可以得胜。
Put your hand on every one of our ladies.
哦，主啊，愿你的手真的触摸我们每一位姐妹。
Give them the strength and grace to fight this battle for you.
给他们这种力量恩典，让他们为你而征战。
Lord, I know you will, and I know this through the blood of Jesus Christ. We know that, Lord, you're going to take us through, or you're going to take us home.
真的是主啊，靠着你的宝血，我们知道你或者会让我们经历这些患难，得胜，或者你就把我们带回天家。
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, ladies, and have a good day.
神祝福每一位，愿大家都有美好的一天。
Thank you, you too, Mommy. Love you.
Mommy, 爱你 Mommy.
I know that. I know you.
主，很高兴听到你的声音。
And that means a lot. So God bless all of you. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Your mama says she's happy to hear from you. Everyone is happy to hear from you. No fear about your voice, okay? 刚才徐妈妈回答之后呢，妈咪讲了一句话，她说正中八心。That's right.他很兴奋哈，然后我们有几个姊妹也在留言处讲到说亲近神，然后用他的话语来增强我们的信心。在保罗快结束他生命的时候，他说我守住了我所信的道。怎么守的？跑完该跑的，然后打了一个美好的仗。什么叫信仰？就是一条道路跑到尾巴，可是有时候很难，对不对？但是希伯来书的作者说，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，我们的债务神父清了，父亲父亲了，我们的能力他说我跟你同在，陪着你过去，带着你走。就像妈咪说，到最后他就把我们带到他的家里面去，像以诺跟神同行一样哈。我用一个经节来做一个妈咪的话语的一个精华哈，你们听就好，你们不要看，听就好，请你听就好。我的心因愁苦而消化，有没有这种经验哈？我的心因愁苦而消化。一个人最难的是什么呢？身体的病痛还是可以忍受的，因为我们有盼望想要好起来。心里面的这种崩溃就好像心快要死一样，而消化人就好像要消化掉了。后面那句话请你注意，求你照你的话使我坚立，求你照你的话使我坚立。我们当中徐妈妈她现在他的生命就是用祷告在表达他的信仰哈。那这个是我们的一个，一方面是榜样，一方面让我们看的是一朵云彩。当你 会吸收神的话的时候，你听了，听进去了，我们现在等一下要谈的到听从之间呢，会有一个过程。但是到了一个这个过程，到了一个到一个纯清的地步的时候呢，你就自然会跟他说话，那就是刚才他讲的祷告啊，就是祷告，什么都是祷告，什么都跟他讲。但是要到这一步，你要到从听到他的话到听从呢，秘诀就在这里，就是什么都跟他讲，而且什么都信任他。这个跟我去跟他求好处，求我要的答案是有差距的哈。神会给我们答案，神给我们好处，就像神给以色列的这些从埃及出来的这一群第一代死在旷野的这一群一样，他们要吃的给他们吃，他们要喝的给他们喝，他们需要啊被保护神保护他们，但是呢，他们活在愁苦里面。听，对神说，然后从他的话语里面活出来，他的话把我们救活啊，这是一个奥秘，但是其实也不是那么难理解。等一下我们再谈这个哈，说感谢神，妈咪可以又重新得力哈。他有几次的低谷，然后呢，一次的神带着他啊，他常常这样祷告，他说神啊，你陪着我，不然的话就把我带走啊。但是我告诉你啊，要把我们带走，我们也要有一个想法哈，我们感见他嘛，好，这是一个很重要的一个我们要预备好的哈。好，我们不需要苟活，我们可以好死，但是我们不需要苟活，我们可以活出一个得胜的人生哈。要期待人生没有愁苦。